Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is Wednesday, 15 November 2022, and I am filling in today for Melody Cedarstrom. And we have a special guest day, as always. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson of Apothecary Herbs. And while Wendy is sharing her story, I'm going to get some information off at the markets and stuff today that I didn't get a chance to do earlier today. And Wendy has got a terrific topic today. I mean, something that should give us a little bit of upbeat news for a change. And Wendy, I'm going to let you take it over while I get some market news off, okay?
You want me to take it off now?
You just go ahead. I don't have the market news in front of me, so I'll be back in about 5 minutes. You can just enjoy yourself.
Okay. Okay, well,
right back.
Jump start. Okay. Well, folks, we're going to talk about what echinacea can do for you, and this information is coming from the scientific community, not from the folklore community, because medical doctors really don't think much of your herbs, and in particular herbs that help the immune system to speed recovery of illness. So echinacea is one such plant that is known for the natural health areas in natural health, and it's been using this plant for decades, millennia. And the herb does help shorten the duration of an illness by assisting your immune system. Now, medical science has looked into this herb, and several studies have been published on it. So we thought we'd take a look and see what the horse's mouth is saying. This is a study in April 2008, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. They reported on how echinacea influences the human immune system cells, including the adaptive immune cells. Now, if you don't know what an adaptive immune cell is, when you have a cold or flu bug and your immune system fights it and creates an antibody and you get well, the body remembers that antibody. So later on, if you come in contact with a pathogen that's similar, the body remembers that antibody and it takes it out of the file in your immune system. It stores it, and then it adapts it to the new version of the virus. So you know how viruses mutate? So it doesn't take the body quite as long to start from scratch to make a new antibody when they can adapt one you already have. Now, they tested echinacea extracts that used different varieties of echinacea. You got echinacea purpurea, echinacea angustifolia, and echinacea pallidia. And pallidia is an echinacea plant that has a pale pink petal on the plant, and that's why they call it that. So they acknowledge now in this report that the echinacea has been used for centuries as a medicinal plant, and they wanted to find the medicinal compound in the plant that influences your immune system. So they found that each variety offered broad immune modulating properties. And although the three varieties delivered similar immune support function, but they tend to do it in different percentages of biological function. One variety may help the immune system make more lymphocytes, while another may help the immune system make more killer T cells or antibodies. They also found echinacea to inhibit tumors and that can cause necrosis of the tumor, and they tested that in mice. Here's a quote from their report. They say, "Our research shows that these three echinacea varieties show that the plant offers wide-spectrum immune modular action for both innate, and that's inborn, and also adaptive immune system responses. We also found echinacea angustifolia and pallida to have additional anti-inflammatory action." Ooh, there's a plus. So what is also really important in the study is that an immune system stimulant like herb like echinacea does not cause what is called a cytokine risk, as it suppresses what is called the IL-6 cell that normally can transmit a cytokine storm. And you probably have heard about cytokine storms with COVID-19, where there's a lot of inflammation and the immune system kind of goes haywire, and people tend to succumb to those types of infections. So echinacea does not promote that. It actually helps protect you from that. And echinacea does not inhibit immune cells, but supports them. All right, another quote from the study, real quick. It said, "In conclusion, our study using three different species of echinacea have proven them to be an effective immune support or an immune modulator, which means working with the immune system directly." And they say it is a very complex scale. So I think that's important. Your immune system is very sophisticated, and your medicinal herbs that, again, God created to go with the immune system he created work hand in hand. Now, here is what else they found in the study. Echinacea stimulates multiple modulating effects on immune system function. They said echinacea stimulates non-specific innate and adaptive immune system cells. They say it also possesses an immunomodulating effect on the immune system and offers a variety of robust immune system responses. So very robust, very strong. And lastly, they say, to our knowledge, this is the first study that demonstrates the relevance of echinacea's immune-enhancing effects. So herbs are being vindicated. And not that I didn't doubt them to begin with, but a lot of people out there like to hear the science confirm it. Now, here's a PubMed study. PubMed also weighed in on the echinacea. This is September 2003, and they looked at the immune system, and it says it influences echinacea. They looked at the influence of three herbs, echinacea, ginseng, and astragalus root. Now, they talked about the traditional herbal medicine lore in this study, and they talked about the remedies they said that was written to strengthen the body's resistance to disease. But the research also wanted to find out for themselves, and they were very also interested in seeing if any of these herbs could be used for cancer patients. Here's what they said in the report. Numerous clinical trials have been carried out on echinacea preparations, and it appears the extracts shorten the duration and severity of colds and other types of respiratory infections. End of quote. That's PubMed, September 2003. So they mention the ginseng as being studied, and it's been known to be an anti-fatigue remedy, an agent, but they wanted to test it for themselves. So they had seen some studies on it, and they also wanted to see if it helped the immune system at all. So they're preclinical work actually showed that the immune stimulating activity of your ginseng and your echinacea, and by the way, when you add ginseng to any other herbs, it magnifies the power. There's a synergistic effect. So ginseng is really one of my go-to herbs to add to other herbs if I need more power. They also report that astragalus root is the least studied root in medical science, but their preclinical work showed that it has intriguing immune system activity. Ooh, I love astragalus root. A lot of good mineral profiles in it that support immune system. That's why it's so wonderful. Here's a quote from that study. Echinacea, ginseng, and astragalus have satisfactory safety profiles. Cancer patients may want to use these botanicals to inhibit tumor growth and to boost resistance to infections. So you will find we have a Three Amigos pack, which is your astragalus, ginseng, and an echinacea formula. And it's a nip it in the bud thing for a lot of cold and flu viruses. You take it the first sign that of any kind of symptom, and usually in an hour or two, you feel normal again. So it's really effective. There's also the common cold study we came across in March 2011. The National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology looked at echinacea to be used against the common cold. It was a randomized control study, and they used extracts of echinacea purpurea, and they also used an angustifolia root also to check on that variety, and also some placebo tablets. And volunteers were between the ages of 12 to 80, and they were usually folks that had new onset common cold symptoms. Although the herb tablets were less potent than the extracts, and we don't know the dose that they used on the folks that volunteered. However, they said the herbs still shortened the duration of the illness. Here's a quote from that study. We observed shorter illness duration and lower severity of symptoms in the group using the herb products. There you go. So now the UK study weighed in. This was the Cancer Research of the UK, and they were looking into echinacea in regards to treating cancer, and they stated there were no studies using echinacea for cancer. So they also stated the reason they were looking into echinacea is that it was the most widely used herb for cancer in an American U.S. study or survey. Not a study, but a survey. They also stated that laboratory and animal studies of echinacea provided evidence that echinacea stimulates immune cells and prevents inflammation. So they wanted a human clinical trial to prove this. And there most likely won't be any published work using echinacea or any other herbs to help prevent the spread or cure cancer. This type of information is usually suppressed. It's never published for your doctors and even patients to know about. Now, if the plants are worthless against cancer, a human clinical trial would prove their point, but they do not want to have a trial because they're afraid of what it may prove. And as we have seen, it can be mentioned as a side note in your studies, and it seems to prevent the spread of tumors, and it kills them, but no study is specifically setting out to confirm that as being done because they don't want to show you a inexpensive, safe, non-toxic way to get rid of cancer. So cancer is a big moneymaker for your medical and your drug corporations, and inexpensive cures is really not the goal of your modern medical science complex. They're just not interested in that. So there's lots of herbs that people have found that help with cancer, like Windsor Medical University said dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. But you don't see that being promoted either.
Hey, Wendy, I've been listening to you for a little while. I don't get you through a track too far. But how would you use dandelion root to kill cancer cells?
Dandelion root, they're really not sure what's in dandelion root, but they notice that healthy, normal cells don't uptake it. There's something in it that they avoid it, whereas the cancer cells are pretty greedy. They like to starve the surrounding cells so they can spread. Metastasize. So cancer sucks at everything that comes its way. And there's something in the dandelion that makes the cells die. It commits, kind of like a suicide.
You make a tea out of it, or how do you use it?
Well, apparently this was a Windsor Medical University out of Quebec, Canada in 2012. Dr. Carolyn Hamm discovered by accident on Tuesday her leukemia patients their blood work was better. Now, leukemia is cancer of the blood, and they always, check their blood pretty regular. So Tuesdays, all their blood looked better. So she found that the only thing different on Tuesday was that the patients were served dandelion root tea, okay? So she took this information to the lab and asked Dr. Miriam Pandy to investigate why that was happening. And so he had cancer cells in the lab, and he tested a dandelion extract, which is stronger than a tea. And he found under the microscope, he watched how it interact with healthy cells and then cancer cells. And that's how he reported on that. And then he tested all known cancer cells that he had. And it did the same thing to all different forms of cancer. Now, they've been trying to figure out what's in dandelion root that does that so they can make a drug for you. But you already have dandelion root.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So you just get the root and boil it, not you drink it. That's gotcha.
Well, tea is going to be your weakest. It's called an infusion. And then your capsules and tablets are a little stronger. Then your most potent is your extracts or tinctures. They're going to be the most potent. What we also discovered since that report was naturopaths and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you pair your dandelion with astragalus root, which is an immune support herb, it magnifies the power of the dandelion. It's just a little boost there. So, you remember the Hoxie Cancer Clinic that we used to have in the United States? Remember that?
I remember of it, yes. Yes, I do,
yeah.
Yes.
And they were curing people left and right of cancer, and then the government ran them out, and they had to go to Mexico. Okay, so there's lots of things that help with cancer. A cancer diet, if you want cancer, you don't eat fruits and vegetables, and you will eventually get cancer. So if you want to avoid cancer, 4 or more servings of fruits and vegetables per day help you avoid cancer typically.
Yeah, okay. All right, good point. You go right ahead,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Well, it's usually all these metabolic issues, the internal medicine issues. I find it's a mineral issue. You don't get enough minerals, and all of a sudden you have systems malfunction, and then you invite disease. So crops don't have 50% less nutrition than they did in 1920. So we're not growing crops right. We're not looking after the soil. It's really all about the soil, and they're not resting the soil so the minerals can come back in. So you got crops that really don't have the nutrition. And when you don't have the nutrition, the body is hungry and you're eating more. So they compared what we eat in pounds of food each year compared to 1920. We're eating a third more food than our ancestors did. So that's
why the nation's obese as a whole.
Well, it is.
That's why the nation's obese.
Yeah, well, and it depends on what you're eating. If you're eating a lot of empty calorie stuff, that's not helpful either. But you know, you get the nutrition in, and the hunger mechanism shuts off. The body's satisfied.
That's a problem. Say that no nutrition, you stay hungry all the time.
Yeah.
Your body's craving something to eat, and you want to feed it something, so you feed it something.
Right. So stay away from the vending machines and the drive-thrus, and try to eat some basic stuff. Make it yourself. Now, the Mediterranean diet is one of the cultural studies they do every couple of years, and they find people in the Mediterranean don't have cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, and it's all because of how they're eating. They get a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. They limit the meat portions. They do a lot of fish, obviously. They're on the Mediterranean. And olive oil, so they're using a healthy oil. We're not using the really bad oils that we see in the stores here. So It matters what you put inside. It really does. And so when Grandma said, "You are what you eat," she was right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. So I personally think there's hope. You know, I definitely know that, you know, my hope, I think, is well placed in God's medicinal plants that he created for the human body.
Amen.
And there's a bit of a mystery in your herbs. That's why science can't nail down or crack the codes in all of them, so they can make – they can't even figure garlic out. There's been hundreds of studies on garlic. It's so broad spectrum against bacteria, viruses, fungus. It's amazing. But they can't seem to crack that. So
Well, give me a number out a few times. We're running out of time so quickly here.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, give us a call. We're still having our Veterans Day sale. It runs through tomorrow, and it's 25% off. Call for details, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit us at thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy, you're always phenomenal. I don't know how you do it. But I'm proud of you. You do a great job. And thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it. And
sure.
Will you be with us next week before Thanksgiving or no?
Let's see. Calendar, I should be. Yeah, if you guys are doing a show, I'll be here.
As far as I know, I'll be here. But I won't know. I'll let you know for sure, okay?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
As far as I know. All right, see you there. Bye-bye.
All right. Working for a living. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground. All righty, folks, we are back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm sitting in today, as usual, on Wednesday from Wendy Wilson, from Melody Cederstrom. I am so glad you're with us today, and I mean that. And keep in mind that you can call Melody anytime you want to, folks, and ask questions. Whether you want to invest $100 or $10,000 or more, call her. You'll not find better price anywhere, and you'll not find anyone who's more honest when it comes to dealing with precious metals. Call her up at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I apologize for not having the markets earlier. Had a little bit of an incident here in our area today. I was trying to help a neighbor out, and nothing we can figure out eventually. But I'm sorry I didn't get to it in time. I didn't get back in the office till about 5 to the hour. So those things happen sometimes. But now we do the markets and the metals. All the metals were down a little bit today, folks. Gold was down 5.93 to 17.74.73. Silver's down 13 cents to 21.46. Platinum was down 6.30 to 108.109.50. Palladium was down 16.01 to 2050. So metals were all down slightly today. I mean, I don't even begin to try to explain anymore. I just know what it is. And as far as the markets, Dow Jones is down a little bit. 39.09 to 33.553. S&P was down 32 to 39.58. NASDAQ was down 174 to 11.183. And overseas markets, well, all but one were down. The DAX was down 1% to 14.234. FTSE was down 0.25%. The 7351. Hang Seng was down 0.47% to 18256. The Nikkei was up slightly 0.14% to 28028. USDX was down again today a little bit, 0.17 cents, 106.24. Oil was also down a little bit, $1.51 to 85.41. So everything is kind of basically the same, but down somewhat, especially the markets. What that's going to bode in the future, I don't know. But we will see. Oil's holding pretty steady around $85 to $90 range, which we know they're cutting the production to keep it even at that level. We'll see what happens. That's all we can do, folks, one day at a time. I guess we heard that Trump announced second try at second term. President Donald Trump will seek the Republican nomination to the presidency in 2024. He announced during a news conference at Mar-a-Lago Golf Resort at home in Florida. In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for president of the United States, the 45th president said after speaking for about 20 minutes. Trump's decision, made official with his filing of campaign documents with the Federal Elections Commission, comes at an awkward time for Republicans as a December 6th runoff and for U.S. Senate is yet to happen in Georgia. Still, it's probably not a bad time for Trump personally to announce, with former Vice President Mike Pence making obvious 2024 campaign overtures and moderates like Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and newly elected New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu hinting at their own presidential ambitions. Plus, Sunshine State Governor Ron DeSantis remains probably his chief rival. We'll see. Trump was asked by several people not to announce, but he did.
We'll see what happens out of that. Whatever it is, folks, it's just what it is. And apparently, of course, that the Democrats maintain control of the Senate, but apparently Republicans recaptured the House. Bye-bye, Pelosi. Republicans secured the majority in the House of Representatives. Republicans won a majority in the House of Representatives. The GOP finally hit the magic number of 218 seats in the U.S. House. 14 races are still outstanding, so the final count for the 118th Congress is still unclear. Decision Desk Headquarters projects Republicans have won a majority in the U.S. House with at least 218 seats. Final counts pending calls in 14 outstanding races. The Republicans took control of the House after Kevin Kiley was declared the winner in California's 3rd Congressional District. The race has just been called in our favor. This secures the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Now, we'll see what that's going to mean. I'm not too excited about it. I don't see it's going to make a whole lot of difference. We'll see. We'll soon see. First part of the year, they take office. We will see. I know when Trump first took office, he had both houses under his same party and accomplished very little. So we'll see what happens. I don't hold my breath, folks, for any political answer to this situation. I really don't. I know everybody keeps putting hopes that one or other party will control and make things better. But it doesn't work that way. As I explained in my program last night, folks, this is a spiritual problem. We see it manifested in the flesh. We see everything happening in the flesh. But it starts in the hearts of men. Christ himself said so. So we will see what comes out of this. This next article is from Greg Hunter's USAWatchdog.com. FTX implosion leads to chaos in the streets. Now, I don't know what all this is going to tell. The article will be in this month's news magazine. But I don't know. It's just amazing to me how things are coming together so quickly and so many things are falling apart so quickly. But this article says, according to precious metals and financial expert Bix Weir, when the FTX currency exchange imploded, it took with it billions of dollars in investments. It now has more than 1 million creditors, both big and small. Weir says, it is the tip of the iceberg in a dying, over-indebted system. Weir contends it is orders of magnitude worse than the Lehman Brothers meltdown that caused the Great Recession in 2008. Weir explains, does it really matter if we control the House, the Senate, or the presidency? The only thing that matters, the only thing that will change what is going on is when the ATM shut off and all of a sudden people cannot get money out of the bank. That would change things really fast. I think it will happen. All we need is one highly connected derivative bank to go down, and they all go down. They can bail out a $1 trillion bank, but they cannot bail out a $2 quadrillion failure, and that's what is happening. The moment it hits is when everybody will say, okay, nobody's getting paid off. We're going to find out in about a month how many counterparties in the FTX debacle will be translated into the derivatives, which is probably 100 times bigger than what happened to FTX. Every one of those people on the FTX ledger was placing derivative bets that were hedging their crypto position. Now their crypto positions have disappeared. The actual cryptos are no longer there. That is what was hedging this transaction. There are two sides to a derivative trade. If one side loses, they double lose. So we could see a massive, massive fallout from the derivative mess. We also points out that insanity is we all believe in unbacked fiat currency. And I repeat that. The insanity is that we all believe in an unbacked fiat currency. We've all done that, folks. That system is dying, and that's why they are desperate to go somewhere else, to go to something else. They know the end of this system is going to be painful. That's why they keep kicking the can down the road. Nobody really pretends it's going to work out. You don't hear the government saying we are going to pay off the debt. Nobody talks about that anymore. They talk more about what will we do next. Let's invent a new kind of currency. That's what they're talking about now because everybody has known since day one,
that this system will end. I shared with you yesterday about the cryptocurrencies that 12 banks are working on, and Federal Reserve, the New York Federal Reserve, is backing it, is going with it. Folks, we're headed to a brand new monetary system, which will perhaps do away with the debt of the nation because we can't pay it. But the new system will bring in much more control on the individual, much, much, much more control, so that the beast system will have more power to control the people. This is what's happening, and it's in the works, and it's going to come to that. And I don't think it's going to be very far in the future. I truly don't. We will see. I know Klaus Schwab wants a great reset, and the day when you own nothing and be happy. I do believe that day is coming quicker than most of us want to think about. I don't like to think about it myself. I really don't. But to ignore it doesn't change it. To pretend it's going to happen, this makes a fool out of all of us, because then it's like closing our eyes when a freight train's coming. That doesn't stop a freight train. Might make it more of a surprise when it hits, but it doesn't stop it. U.S. consumers are doing exactly what they did just prior to the crash of 2008. Again, this is out from Michael Snyder. Another good article. We never seem to learn from our mistakes. Just before the financial markets crashed and the economy plunged into horrifying recession in 2008, U.S. consumers went on a debt binge of epic proportions. Mortgage debt, auto loan debt, and credit card debt all skyrocketed. And so when the economy finally crashed, all of a sudden there were millions of Americans drowning in bills that they were unable to pay. Well, now it is happening again. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, during the third quarter of 2022, household debt increased at the fastest pace that we've seen since the first quarter of 2008. Folks, think about that. Households added $351 billion in overall debt last quarter, taking the total to $16.5 trillion, according to data released by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York on Tuesday. That's an increase of 8.3% from a year earlier, the most since a 9.1% jump the first quarter of 2008. The debt figures aren't adjusted for inflation. Wow, that makes it worse. This is a recipe for disaster. As I've been warning my readers for years, you want to have as little debt as possible when economic conditions yet get really bad. Unfortunately, even though everyone can see that the economic activity is slowing down all around us, consumers are piling on debt at a stunning pace. In particular, mortgage debt and credit card debt both really soared during the third quarter. Most of the latest increase came in mortgage debt, by far the biggest liability on household balance sheets. It rose by $282 billion in the third quarter and by $1 trillion from a year earlier to $11.7 trillion. Mortgage and home equity debt combined are up by $2 trillion since the pandemic began. Folks, that's huge. Wow. Credit card debt also increased by the most in 20 years, with balances rising by 15% from a year earlier. The surge comes as the average interest rates on card borrowing has climbed above 19%, the highest data going back to the mid-1980s, according to Bankrate. Folks, credit card debt above 19% or above. Gee. I really feel bad for those that purchased homes at or near the peak of the market. So many Americans have overextended themselves to get the homes of their dreams, and as prices plummet in the months ahead, means they will soon be underwater on the mortgages, just like we saw in 2008 and 2009. Even more troubling is the fact that Americans are racking up such a huge credit card balance. The New York Fed is telling us that there are now 555 million open credit card accounts in this country. But there's only 329 million people in the country. And folks, at least half of those are children underage. Now, this is madness for sure. 555 million open credit cards with 160 million people say that they're able to buy them, they're able to get them. 170 million, maybe. That is absolutely phenomenally out of order, out of kilter, out of balance. And that's something that we need to take lightly, I do not believe, because this could lead into something really desperate in the very near future. Folks, we got to stop and think and take responsibility. Now, it's so easy. I've done this, and boy, I learned a lesson. You get an emotional buy. You see something that you really want, and you don't really stop and think about it. You just go and purchase because you really want it. And next thing you know, you find yourself in a bind where you really can't pay for it. You can't afford it. And that is an embarrassing place to be. We have to go to the bank and ask them, can I do something to delay the payment? Can I make an interest payment? What can I do? And folks, that comes when we don't think ahead sometimes. I know sometimes emergencies happen where you're handling everything just fine, but then maybe somebody gets sick or something happens, an accident happens, and then the breadwinners can no longer pay the bills. I understand that can happen. But to go in debt, knowing you can't cover it with the regular pay with ease, right now, folks, is a very foolish thing to do. Matter of fact, going in debt at all right now, if you can make payments with an ease, maybe you shouldn't do that, because you're going to find out that it's going to get tougher just to buy groceries in the near future. You're going to find out it's going to get tougher to pay the power bills and the phone bills, the energy bills. Winter's now with us, and the cost of energy is going through the roof. As I said, Joe Marcus Hall is paying $16 a gallon for kerosene. I couldn't afford that. I really couldn't. So we're seeing a lot of things happen that we need to at least take time to think these things through. Think them through, pray them through, even more importantly, pray them through. In my opinion, in my life right now, unless I have to do something financially, I'm not going to do it. Two major companies set to lay off furlough employees in the holiday season. Now, we all know about Amazon. Amazon laying off 10,000 employees approximately. But FedEx, folks, is also going to do the same thing. Twitter is laying off 50% of the workforce. Snapchat's laying off 20%. Meta, 13%. Credit Suisse, 5%. Apple, hiring freeze. Disney, hiring freeze. And also, they're laying off now, too. Unemployment is set to skyrocket. Now, understand this, folks. This is really going to be huge. According to a report from Freight Waves, FedEx Freight is preparing to furlough an unspecified number of drivers beginning in early December. And normally in this time of year, they're hiring drivers, begging for drivers. And right next to the holiday, just two major companies are laying people off. A bunch of them are. That maybe will tell you something about the plans for the future and what the companies see for the future. Maybe something to think about if you're working right now full-time, thank God for your job. But who's next on the chopping block? I know that a lot of people are getting hired for fast food and service jobs but they pay probably minimum wage. Maybe there's still jobs like that open. I'm not sure there are. But the jobs that are paying good living, like FedEx and others, they make pretty good money. But they're going to come back because there's not enough business coming in to keep them busy. Even the L.A. ports in California are saying that the freight business is way down for this time of year, way down. There's something coming down this country that I don't think we like to think about, but doesn't change the fact that's happening. Unemployment is going to grow, folks, along with inflation. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back getting you listening to Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling in for Melody, and I hope I do her justice on her job and what she does. You know, she doesn't do this for a hobby. This is also her living, but she does it trying to help people, and she reports the news the way it is. I had somebody months ago complain because we are covering negative news on this program. You know, I don't understand people's reasoning at all. A part of my job as a pastor, but Melody's job especially, too, is to help people understand what things are financially, because she does make a living helping people with finances. That's what she does. She's done it for many, many years. My job as a pastor is to let people know where we are in time and what's happening in current events. When we have Bible studies at our church services, we'll have this Saturday, I always try to do a current event teaching in line with Scripture. What we're seeing in the world, but especially in America, folks, was prophesied sometimes 3,500 years ago. There's nothing new under the sun. What we're seeing happen is happening because of the Word of God says this will happen if you bless, this will happen if you obey me, this will happen if you don't, when you disobey me. What we're seeing is a country full of disobedience. Now we're seeing another country full of chaos, insanity, if you will. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28, said, I'll smite them with madness. That means insanity. I'll make them insane with whatever thing they do, every thought they have. When you have a people that's so confused they can't tell man from woman, that's pretty much chaotic. I do believe that. But all the insanity, the tricks we've all fallen for, the schemes by federal government to take away our monies, put us on fiat currency, no one really complained about it because no one really understood. God said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We didn't understand it, so we were destroyed for financially for that reason. We trust them now with the elections, and we know they're rigged. And I'm not going back up and say that. I know they're rigged. I can't do anything about it, but I know they're rigged. This was rigged also. I'm sure about that. I'm sure this election was rigged, especially in Arizona. So we're seeing these things happen because of judgment on the land, folks. Psalms 9:17, the nation that forgets God is turned into hell. I didn't come on the air to preach to you today. I come on to tell you the truth. So we're sharing with you things that are happening because they are happening. And someone who cares for the people will tell them about these things so they can prepare some way to stop it. If I knew a bridge was out and you were going to drive over it, I'd do my best to not to take that cross, try to cross that bridge. I really would. If I knew a dam was getting ready to burst somewhere upstream from you, I'd try to take it out of there, the dam's bursting, because that's what we do for good people. So this may not be positive news in the sense that, oh, we're just waiting to get out of here, going to be raptured out of here. Maybe that's not positive news to some people, but it's real news that can save people's lives. Can at least say they can at least help them eat through hard times coming up. That's why we're here. And that's exactly why we're here. Elon Musk gives ultimatum to Twitter employees. And I know this sounds hard, folks, but he's the boss. He can do that. I didn't say he's treating him. He said he just gave an ultimatum. Elon Musk gave Twitter employees a deadline of Thursday to either commit to working for a hardcore company or leave now with 3 months of severance. That's a fair deal. You don't think you can hack the job? I'll give you 3 months pay and you go find another one. That's a fair deal, folks. According to a report from the Washington Post, the employees have until 5 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday to sign up for work with the reformed social media company. Musk said he will need an intense commitment from the employees to a Twitter 2.0, according to an employee email obtained from the Post. Going forward, to build a breakthrough, Twitter 2.0 and succeed in an increasingly competitive world, we will need to be extremely hardcore. This will mean working long hours at high intensity. Only exceptional performance will constitute a passing grade, Musk said in the email, according to The Guardian. So, yeah, that sounds tough, folks, but things are tough. And again, to give you 3 months pay to have you, if you decide to quit, I'll pay you 3 months to find something else. That's a very fair employee, in my opinion. Very fair employer. He's trying to do his best to make sure that you get a safe landing if you decide you don't work for him. There's nothing here that he's saying that's out of kilter. He wants people to come back to the office to work. I don't understand why people are whining about this. It's not something that, in my mind, is anything to whine about. You work for a person, you expect to follow orders. You don't question necessarily what the boss is doing. It's what you do. You do what he tells you because to him it needs done. So that's my opinion. I've been led the way all my life. I try to fulfill their wishes because that's what I get paid from them. So we'll move on from that. Now, I like this next article. I think maybe Governor Abbott heard our program yesterday because he's done something today that made me feel good, and I think he's doing exactly the right thing. Governor Abbott declares invasion at border. This should have been done by every border state many, many years ago. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared an invasion at the chaotic southern border on Tuesday. He indicated that he would be taking unprecedented measures to keep our state and country safe. Hope he means that. Governor Abbott wrote a letter on Monday to all the county judges along the Texas-Mexico border in which he claimed President Biden has abandoned his responsibility to enforce immigration laws, and Congress has refused to be hold the president accountable and has abandoned its own responsibility to use the immigration power given to it in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. The popular governor invoked in Article 4, Section 7 of the Texas Constitution. It clearly states that the governor shall have power to call forth the militia to execute the law of the state to suppress insurrections and to repel invasions. You know, back in the 90s when supposedly Timothy McVeigh blew up the building, where it was, mine's going blank on that. But anyway, the militia was really put down hard because he's part of the militia. It's all a lie. But nonetheless, the militia, folks, is constitutional and biblical. And now Governor Abbott said he will use the same constitution to do what he has to do to protect this state. He says the popular governor invoked Article 4, 7, 6 of the Texas Constitution. It clearly states the governor shall have power to call forth the militia to execute the law of the state, to suppress insurrections, and to repel invasions. We just talked about the other day. Why not put the troops on the border, folks? They don't be national troops, state troops. You're this governor. You have sovereign authority over that state. The president cannot tell you what to do with your state. Federal laws do not have the power to overrule state laws. That's it. That's Constitution, but nobody knows that. That's Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. States are sovereign. The states create the federal government, not the other way around. Abbott also stated that he would use his constitutional authority, along with his ability to use executive orders to deploy the National Guard to safeguard the border and repel and turn back immigrants trying to cross the border illegally. That is not all. He would also deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return the border immigrants who crossed illegally and arrest those illegal immigrants for criminal activity. God bless him for that. The governor would also use his authority to build a border wall in several counties on the border, deploy gunboats, and designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Maybe I'm going to read that last part again. He would build border walls in several counties on the border, deploy gunboats, Folks, when you're being invaded, you stop it by any means necessary. And it's about time somebody designated what drug Mexican drug cartels are. They are terrorists. Governor Abbott hopes to enter into a compact with other states in securing the border and also enter the agreements with foreign powers to enhance border security. God bless him for that. That is absolutely phenomenal. I like that. No one likes to do majors, take majors like his folks, but when your state's life depends on it, and we're having lives, people killed from the illegals coming across literally by the hundreds and thousands being the criminals, killing, raping, stealing. Why shouldn't we do what is necessary to stop that? Why shouldn't we? That's exactly what we need to do and should do. And so if anybody has to argue with that, they either don't know their history or they don't care about this country. Remember Melody broke the story yesterday about a rocket's hitting Poland? Well, just like we said, we don't think Russia did it. Missile blast in Poland risked Russia, NATO clash before both sides dialed back. The explosion of a stray air defense missile in Poland on Tuesday offers an unsettling reminder of how close Russia's war in Ukraine is to NATO territory, and with that, the risk of confrontation between nuclear powers. But fast efforts by both sides to ease rising tensions indicate that despite the conflict's brutally mounting toll, neither Russia nor any NATO countries want fighting to spill west of Ukraine. The first sign of efforts to prevent escalation comes hours after the missile crashed in Poland and killed two people, when President Biden said that preliminary information indicated that the missile strike was unlikely to have been fired from Russia and pledged to investigate the incident. Now, let me repeat that. Biden said that the missile was unlikely fired from Russia. Hours later, top officials from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization said the missile was likely a Soviet-made weapon fired by Ukrainian air defense system and that there was no evidence it was directed there intentionally. I say, whew, I'm glad to hear that. I am so glad to hear that. Maybe by the grace of God, this may calm down before it escalates any further. And maybe, again, by the grace of God, the world leaders, including Biden, I'm sure he was directed what to do. He has a hard time taking care of himself, but when it be that as it may, maybe they realize that they really don't want a World War III. Maybe they realize that they need to look behind the scene before they jump too quickly. Sometimes knee-jerk reactions can be the wrong reactions. We've got to learn how to respond, not react. You never want to pull the trigger, folks, unless you're sure what you're shooting at and the reason why you're shooting. That's very serious. If you handle guns, and I have for many, many years, I've handled the military, I've always loved to hunt, target practice. You never pull the trigger until you're absolutely sure of your target and what's behind the target. The same thing is something like this, only on a far more impressive scale, important scale. You don't want to pull the trigger on a war unless you know it's absolutely necessary, because the consequences are going to be way beyond what we can comprehend. So maybe this time, cooler heads prevailed. I pray that's what happened. And in Australia, they're finally figuring out that COVID is not what everybody said it was. Australian health officials reject third COVID booster for all ages. Thank you, Australia, for some of you coming to your senses. Australian health officials said they will not make any changes to existing recommendations for COVID-19 boosters, meaning they won't recommend a third booster or a fifth dose, actually, for any age group, despite rising case and hospitalization numbers. In a press conference today, Health Minister Mark Butler said that the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization largely based its decision on evidence from the recent COVID-19 wave in Singapore, where severe cases and death were rare among people who received at least two vaccine doses. Butler noted that cases in Australia have risen 47% in the last week, but remain 85% below the previous peak in July. He added that any reduction in transmission by adding a fifth dose to the system would, in their opinion, likely be minimal. So thank goodness somebody finally come to senses and realize all these shots and vaccines are not what the crack had to be. Matter of fact, folks, if you take time to look behind the scenes, not listen to ABC, CBS, NBC, and all the other brainwashing propaganda out there, look for the real truth. You'll find that most people who died with COVID took the COVID shot. Most people in the hospital now with COVID have been COVID vaccinated. You'll find this a lot of places to be true. People dying of heart attacks and blood clots. Not normal blood clots, not natural blood clots, but really weird pieces of fiber that actually move around inside the body like they're alive. Now, I'm just telling you what's the fact. You can look it up for yourself. But maybe by the grace of God, people in the world, at least some of them, have learned the lesson. We sure failed the first test really badly when COVID broke out and all of a sudden everybody panicked. To me, it was a test given to the people, especially to the churches of the world. Especially here in America, the churches were tested who they trust, God or man. And the churches failed miserably as a whole. A few didn't. Our fellowship didn't slow down. We didn't miss a lick. Didn't miss a lick. Didn't wear a mask. Didn't social distance. And we're all still alive. Now, what really bugs me dead, I still see some people wearing masks, and you can tell who the ones will be who are going to fall in line with the Antichrist real quickly, but they'll still walk around in fear wearing masks, not knowing they're poisoning their system while they're doing it. Literally poisoning their system, rebreathing the air they just exhaled. They're poisoning their system. People have died of diseases called by that alone. But that's what it is. Now, folks, again, listen to Financial Survival. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. And I'll be here tomorrow, maybe, or Dave will, maybe. We'll see. Have a great night. Good night.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.